All right, friends, it's HoopBall promo time. This is big because this is our 2020-2021 NBA season product rollout, and I am so excited to tell you about what we've got. We almost never push our HoopBall products, but this is the window of the year where we need to power that engine. So let me tell you what's out. We've got our draft guide, our flagship shining beacon to the most comprehensive draft guide in fantasy. We cover all over 400 players this season with future access pass to our Brewski 150. Now, if you don't know what the Brewski 150 is, I'm here to give you the need-to-know info. This is the fantasy draft list that has beaten every other list for 10 straight years. And new this year for HoopBall, we're unveiling our monthly membership plans featuring our fantasy pass, draft guide, Brewski 150, our new DFS pass, premium in-season tools, as well as our wager pass for sports bettors. Everything you need, we've got you covered. 365 around the clock, HoopBall Tools is your one-stop shop for your NBA treasure trove of fantasy need-to-know information. All that you need and more, check us out. Head to hoop-ball.com or follow at HoopBallFantasy on Twitter now. Check it out, give us a follow, get your tools, and win your league. All right, friends, it's HoopBall promo time. This is big because this is our 2020-2021 NBA season product rollout, and I am so excited to tell you about what we've got. We almost never push our HoopBall products, but this is the window of the year where we need to power that engine. So let me tell you what's out. We've got our draft guide, our flagship shining beacon to the most comprehensive draft guide in fantasy. We cover all over 400 players this season with future access pass to our Brewski 150. Now, if you don't know what the Brewski 150 is, I'm here to give you the need-to-know info. This is the fantasy draft list that has beaten every other list for 10 straight years. And new this year for HoopBall, we're unveiling our monthly membership plans featuring our fantasy pass, draft guide, Brewski 150, our new DFS pass, premium in-season tools, as well as our wager pass for sports bettors. Everything you need, we've got you covered. 365 around the clock, HoopBall Tools is your one-stop shop for your NBA treasure trove of fantasy need-to-know information. All that you need and more, check us out. Head to hoop-ball.com or follow at HoopBallFantasy on Twitter now. Check it out, give us a follow, get your tools, and win your league.
The following is a HoopBall presentation.
Hello, and welcome to the Box Score Breakdown Show, a HoopBall presentation. This episode is brought to you by Hawaiian Isles Kona Coffee Company. Get some delicious coffee, taste the Kona difference, head over to HawaiianIsles.com or Amazon. My name is Adrian Benjamins, and we have a pretty good six-game slate here on this Monday evening. I'm rolling solo tonight. I apologize for that. Corbin will be back with us on Monday, and this is almost the last show of 2019. I think there's going to be one more show tomorrow, and then we're going to be in 2020. So let's jump right into it. First game of the night, first game of the evening was the Miami Heat at the Washington Wizards. The Wizards getting the victory 123-105. This was, I think, a huge upset with the Wizards not having John Wall, Bradley Beal, Davis Bertans, Thomas Bryant, Mo Wagner, Rui Hachimura. I mean, this team is just missing everyone, and they were able to beat the Miami Heat. What a crazy game. 123-105. I'm going to check out what went down on the Miami side first. I'll start with Jimmy Butler, man. 27 points, 4 assists, 6 rebounds on 6 of 10 shooting. He was 5 of 19 from the line. So love that volume from the free throw line. That's pretty great. Bam Adebayo, 14 points with 5 assists, 14 boards, 6 of 11 shooting, 2 of 3 from the line. Did have 6 turnovers tonight, but Bam has been outstanding lately and putting up some pretty good value for the season. So if you drafted Bam, I think you're pretty happy. You know, a little bit of a rough start at the free throw line to start the year, but he's been much better there. And man, if you have Bam, I mean, this guy could flirt with like second round value for the rest of the year. So pretty good there. Kendrick Nunn with 14 points, 3 assists, 2 rebounds, 3 threes, 5 of 14 shooting, so didn't shoot it great. He was 1 and 2 from the line. I've got some questions about Nunn in trade offers, and you know, I think people could be trying to sell high on Nunn. You know, I think he's going to be a solid late round guy the rest of the season, but the reason why I kind of call him a sell high is because I'm really curious if and when Justice Winslow gets back in this lineup, if that could hurt Nunn. I still think Nunn will be viable even in standard leagues, but does he take somewhat of a hit? I think so. Duncan Robinson with 16 points, a steal, assist, 4 rebounds. He had 3 threes, always good for some trays. 5 of 11 from the field. He was 3 of 3 from the line. Myers Leonard getting the start, but can't really trust him. He had 7 points, 7 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 3. Off the bench, not too much to talk about. Dragic had 10 points. Jones is probably the guy you want to own off the bench, even though he came off the bench, played 31 minutes, had 9 points, 3 steals, 4 rebounds. I think he's viable in some deeper leagues. Hero and Olynyk and Dragic can also step up at times, but they're really tough to trust in standard leagues. Okay, let's check out what went down on the Washington side of this game. Let's start with Ian Mahini filling in for the depleted front court of the Wizards. 25 points, 2 steals, 2 blocks, and assists, 5 rebounds, 2 threes. This is a really good game. Shot 10 of 11. That efficiency is outstanding. Hurt you a little bit from the free throw line, but I don't think you're complaining with the 4 defensive stats, the really great shooting from the field, and the 25 scoring points. That's pretty good. And I think he's going to be worth a stream. I think he's going to be worth a stream with Thomas Bryant out, Davis Bertans out, Mo Wagner going to be out at least another week. So Ian Mahini could definitely be worth a pickup for you center needy teams in some deeper leagues for the short term. Let's see, Troy Brown, you know, I think he's worth a pickup, even though he did have a disappointing game here. Only 5 points. He did have 2 steals and assists, 2 rebounds, 1 3. But if he's going to start, get good minutes with this team just really beat up as it is, I think Troy Brown should be much better than this. I think he's worth a stream until this team gets healthy. Thomas only with 8 points, 4 assists in 22 minutes. Williams getting a start, but he had 0 points in just 18 minutes. Gary Payton only played 14 points. I think they went with the hot hand in this one. Jordan McRae is another guy. 29 points, 2 steals, 8 assists, 4 rebounds. He's had multiple good games in a row. I think he's definitely worth a stream with this team as beat up as it is. 6 threes for McRae as well was just outstanding on 9 of 14 shooting from the field. He was 5 of 7 from the line. Matthews came out of nowhere and got hot. He was 12 of 13 from the line for 28 points, 4 rebounds, 4 threes on 6 of 9 shooting from the field. If you want to make a speculative add on him, I guess I won't be mad at you with, again, as this team is just destroyed with injuries. So, I think he's definitely could be worth an add for you deeper teams. Just as a short-term flyer, when this team gets healthy, I think a lot of these guys are going to turn back into pumpkins. All right, that's about it for the Wizards. Let's jump over to Game 2. The Atlanta Hawks taking on the Orlando Magic. Another somewhat of an upset. The Hawks beating the Magic 101-93. Hawks without Trae Young, who's dealing with an ankle injury. I think we're going to probably miss a week of Trae Young, but it could be a lot worse. I personally have Trae Young in a few leagues, and I'm happy that he doesn't have any serious injury to his ankle. Sounds like it's going to be a short-term thing. But also, you know, with the Hawks being 7-27 as their record, one of the worst teams in the Eastern Conference, I mean, they really have no reason to rush Trae Young back. So I think he's going to miss a little bit of time here. Hunter was nice in this one. 16 points, a steal, 6 rebounds, 3 threes on 6 of 14 shooting. It was a perfect 101 from the line. Collins with a double-double, 10 points, 11 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal. He should be just fine. Somewhat of a letdown in this one, only 10 points on 5 of 9 shooting, but I think he's going to be great. Kevin Huerter, who disappointed in the last one, man. They're basically playing Kevin Huerter as their facilitator with no Trae Young, and man, he did not disappoint here. 19 points, 2 steals, 2 blocks, 4 assists, 6 rebounds, 2 threes on 6 of 13 shooting. He shot 5 of 6 from the line. Did have 6 turnovers, but I don't think you are complaining too much about those turnovers, because he really contributed across the board here, so I think you're pretty happy about that. Cam Reddish with only 2 points. Man, I got to catch a little bit of this game, and Cam Reddish looks really rough, man. It's just a tough go with Reddish. I'm not saying he's a bust, or I'm not saying he's not going to get it together at some point and have a nice career, but for this year, man, I have zero trust in Cam Reddish. Let's see, Fernando getting the start at center. He had 2 points. He's not really worth your time. Alex Len stepped up in the front court. In 24 minutes off the bench, he had 18 points, 2 assists, 12 rebounds. Man, I would love to tell you to go pick up Alex Len, but he is just has never been able to put it together for a long period of time, and is just so inconsistent. And just the fact that you know, coming off the bench, usually in a low 20 minute role, I think for the most part he's gonna really let you down. The guy who's really interesting who came off the bench and played really well is Goodwin, who had 21 points, 2 steals, a block, 6 assists, 3 threes on 7 of 11 shooting from the field. He was a perfect 4-4 from the line. This is the guy that kind of piques my interest. Now, I think when Trae Young gets back, I don't know how many minutes Goodwin gets, but I might make a speculative add on him in some really deep leagues, and I'm going to keep him on my watch list just to see if he can become a viable guy. Okay, that's about it for the Hawks. Let's jump over to the Orlando Magic side of this game, and I'm going to start with Evan Fournier. 22 points, a steal, 2 assists, 3 rebounds, 2 threes on 10 of 21 shooting. Pretty good game from him. Nikola Vucevic with a nice game. 27 points, 2 steals and assists, 6 boards, 2 threes on 12 of 19 shooting. Jonathan Isaac with a nice game as well. 13 points, 9 rebounds, 5 defensive stats with 3 steals, 2 blocks, 2 assists, on 6 of 13 shooting from the field. He's been great if you have him. Markel Fultz took a nosedive here tonight. Only 3 points, 5 assists, a steal. He shot 1 of 7 from the field. It did have the 5 assists and 7 boards, so, but for the most part, this is a pretty bad line from Fultz. Let's see, I do want to mention too, Aaron Gordon out of this game. DJ Augustine got hot off the bench. He had 17 points, a steal, 6 assists, 5 boards, 1 3 on 4 of 9 shooting. He was 8 of 9 from the line. Ross was a letdown, only 4 points in 28 minutes. Mo Bamba, 3 points, 13 minutes. His minutes are being limited at the moment. And let's see, not too much else here. Let's jump over to game 3, the Brooklyn Nets at the Minnesota Timberwolves. You know what? Another kind of feels like another upset here. The Timberwolves beating up on the Nets. Now, it's not surprising that the Timberwolves beat the Nets, but the Wolves missing Karl Anthony Towns, Andrew Wiggins. So just kind of shocked to see them get this victory here. Let's check out what went down on the Brooklyn side of this game. I'm going to start with Spencer Dinwiddie. He's been fantastic on the season. 36 points, a steal, 8 assists, 5 rebounds, 3 threes on 12 of 31 shooting from the field. He was 9 of 13 from the line. Yes, definitely seeing a boost with Kyrie Irving out, but do we even have a timetable yet on Kyrie Irving? And can we even trust Kyrie Irving to stay healthy for the year? Even if Kyrie Irving comes back, I think Dinwiddie's going to get enough minutes. Even if he was to play backup, I think he's still going to get minutes in the mid to upper 20s. And man, if you have Dinwiddie, just keep him locked and loaded. He's just fine. Turian Prince with a double-double, 11 points, 14 rebounds, 2 steals, a block, 2 threes on 3 of 13 shooting. The shooting wasn't great. He was a perfect 3 of 3 from the line and still kind of contributed in a lot of categories here, the 3 defensive stats. So if you have Turian Prince, you're sticking with him. Jared Allen, I didn't want to have anything to do with Jared Allen with DeAndre Jordan joining the team, and I've been wrong, man. Jared Allen's been great. This was not a great game from Allen. Only 6 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 block. He only took 4 shots in this game, made 2 of them, was also 2 or 3 from the line. But I think, of course, if you have Jared Allen, you got to be really, really happy about his production. Garrett Temple is probably worth owning in some deeper leagues. 11 points, a block, 5 assists, 4 rebounds. I just like that he started. I mean, got 41 minutes here tonight. Now, this game did go into overtime, which is why there were 3 players that got 40 minutes. But, man, he took 16 shots in this game. So I think in some deeper leagues that Garrett Temple could definitely be worth streaming. And other than that, not too much else to talk about. Chandler had a nice game off the bench, 25 minutes. He had 13 points, but we really can't trust him on a night-to-night basis. Caris LeVert, we hear, is getting very close. I think we see him maybe towards the end of this week. And I know me personally, I have LeVert in quite a few leagues. And not that he was super great before he got hurt, but I'm definitely hurting in a couple spots where my fingers are crossed that he can come back and play good. So let's check out what went down on the Minnesota side of this game. Jarrett Culver kind of breaking out of his slump. 21 points, a block, 3 steals, 3 assists, 5 rebounds, 3 threes on 8 of 21 shooting. Man, the usage really there tonight for Culver. Even though he didn't shoot it great, I think this is a really good sign, man. The 4 defensive stats contributing across the board with the 5 boards, 3 assists, 3 threes. I've seen Jarrett Culver on the wire on a lot of leagues, and completely understandable. Hasn't been playing great, and I think a lot of people expected him to really step up with no Karl Anthony Towns, no Wiggins, and he really hasn't until tonight. But you can also see the possibility of this guy maybe breaking out for the second half of the season. So if you're in one of those leagues where you can afford a luxury stash, he feels like he can maybe break out in the second half of the season. Robert Covington, let me pull this up. Covington had a hand issue in this one, but did return to the game, which is a good sign. He's kind of had an up and down season, but he had 14 points, 2 blocks, a steal, 7 rebounds, 3 threes on 4 of 8 shooting. Martin getting the start. He really had a nice game in the last one. He only had 9 points, 9 rebounds. I actually picked Martin up in a 24 team dynasty league, and I think you're really not picking him up unless you're playing in that kind of a setting. Napier had a nice game, 24 points, 8 assists, 2 steals, 3 rebounds on 3 threes on 8 of 18 shooting. He was 5-7 from the line. Could be worth a stream, Napier, while the Timberwolves are dealing with all their injuries, but I don't know. I think you got to be in probably 14 teams or deeper. Anything shallower than that, I don't think you're really going to look at Napier. The guy that I'm streaming with Karl Anthony Towns being out is Gorgui Dieng. Big double-double. The 11 points isn't that big, but the 20 rebounds is huge, especially in the spot where I'm streaming him, where I'm desperate for boards. This is massive for me. Also gave you 3 steals, a block, 2 assists, 1-3. So this is a very nice game from Dieng, who I thought the ride was going to end a while ago, and Karl Anthony Towns is still continuing to miss time with a knee issue, which is never quite great for a big man. So keep Dieng, don't drop him yet. I know a lot of people consider this a short-term stream, which it is, but until we see Karl Anthony Towns back in the lineup healthy, playing big minutes, I think you got to keep Dieng on your roster. Bates Diop had a nice game, 15 points, 2 steals, 2 blocks, 1 assist, 7 boards, 1-3 on 4 of 8 shooting. Jeff Teague didn't happen for him tonight. Only played 20 minutes and had 9 points, 4 assists, 3 rebounds, 1-3. Other than that, Reed had a nice game, 13 points, an assist, a steal, a block, 4 rebounds. Josh Okogie, man, it's just not happening for him. He should likely be sitting on your wire. That's about it for the Timberwolves. Let me make sure I didn't miss anything. Oh, Teague actually left this game with a knee issue in the third quarter, so maybe that's why Teague only had the 20 minutes here, but he did return to the game, so let's cross our fingers that that's nothing serious. Okay, next game up is the Milwaukee Bucks at the Chicago Bulls, and thank you that Bucks for winning, and so that I didn't have to say another upset. The Bucks getting the victory 123-102. I'm going to check out the Milwaukee side of this game first. I'll start with Chris Middleton, who had a nice game, 25 points, a steal, a block, 4 assists, 6 rebounds, 1-3 on 9 of 19 shooting. He was 6-7 from the line. Brook Lopez with 11 points. Love the defensive contribution from Brolo with the 2 blocks, a steal, and assist, 4 boards, 1-3 on 5 of 9 shooting. He's had a real up and down inconsistent season, so let's hope he can get it going. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 23 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists, no defensive stats, which is a little disappointing, but I love that he gave you a 3, was perfect 6-6 from the line, only had 2 turnovers in 27 minutes, shot an efficient 8 of 14, so I consider this a win line from Giannis here tonight. Dante DiVincenzo, man, I'm streaming this guy in some deep leagues, and I think I'm about ready to drop him in a couple places. Is getting minutes and was actually producing really well in the steals category, which I loved. But tonight, a goose egg in steals, only 2 points on 1-4 shooting, 4 assists, 5 rebounds, just a really low end line. This is kind of his floor, which is really low, unfortunately. So, you know, even though I know a lot of places are saying to pick up DiVincenzo and stream him, I'm kind of ready to move on from him in a lot of places. Bledsoe back in the lineup, 16 minutes for him, 15 points, 4 steals, 3 assists, 3 rebounds. This is a pretty nice game in just 16 minutes. 1-3 on 5 of 8 shooting. He was 4-5 from the line. If you have Bledsoe, he should be just fine. Hopefully he can get back up to speed. He missed some time with an injury, but I think he should be fine for the second half of the season. The bench of the Bucks, not too much to talk about. George Hill was kind of viable there when Bledsoe was out, but I don't think we could trust him anymore. Ilyasova, man, if anything ever happened to Giannis, I think we maybe would be talking about Ilyasova as just a must pickup guy, even in standard leagues. In just 19 minutes, he had a double-double, 14 points with 11 rebounds, 2 assists, 1-3 on 5 of 8 shooting. Okay, that's about it for Milwaukee. Let me just just wanted to make sure I didn't miss any injuries or anything. Let's look on Chicago side of this game. Zach LaVine with 19 points, 5 assists, 4 rebounds, doing his thing, 4 threes. Ooh, the shooting a little ugly, 7 of 23 from the field, but we know he's prone to having some bad shooting nights. Wendell Carter with the double-double, 10 points, 11 rebounds, 1 steal, 1 block on 5 of 9 shooting. Lauri Markkanen with 18 points, 6 rebounds, 1 steal, 5 threes. This is kind of what you want from Lauri. 6 of 12 shooting from the field. Thomas Satoransky, 10 points, 7 assists, 2 rebounds, 2 threes. He's been just fine. Chris Dunn getting the start, only playing 19 minutes. He had 4 points, a steal, 2 assists, 2 rebounds. And let me just double check on Wendell Carter. Was dealing with an injury in the first quarter, but he returned to the game, so nothing to worry about there. Off the bench, man, Kobe White got hot. 18 minutes he played 33 minutes, which is likely why we saw Dunn only get 19. And he had 18 points, 4 steals, 1 assist, 4 rebounds, 3 threes. Very inconsistent for Kobe White, you know, which is something we see often with young rookie point guards. It usually takes them a season or two to really get consistent and reliable. So hopefully we see that. I don't think this is going to be Kobe White's year, but I'm hoping, you know, maybe next year or the year after he really emerges as a reliable fantasy asset. Oh man, not much else to talk about on this bench. Really hope you guys aren't rostering any of this Chicago Bulls bench. Let's jump over to the next game. The Detroit Pistons at the Utah Jazz. The Jazz getting the victory 104-81. I guess I'll start with Andre Drummond, who had a nice double-double. No Blake Griffin in this one. And so Blake Griffin dealing with a knee issue. Drummond had 15 points, 13 boards, 8 defensive stats with the 5 steals, 3 rebounds. Did only shoot 5 of 16 from the field, but I don't even care when you put up a big double-double with 8 defensive stats, 5 of 8 from the line. Bruce Brown got the start. He only had 6 points, 2 steals, 2 assists, 8 rebounds on 1 of 6 shooting. Svi Mykhailiuk, I know I totally butchered that name, I apologize you guys. He's getting the start with Luke Kennard out, and Svi had 15 points, a steal, 3 rebounds, 3 threes on 6 of 13 shooting from the field. Tony Snell's getting the start, but do not trust Snell at all. 4 points for him, 2 rebounds. Frazier as well, only 6 points in 17 minutes. And the guys you want off the bench: Derrick Rose, 20 points, a steal, a block, 4 assists, 1 3 on 8 of 17 shooting. How's this? Rose coming off the bench but taking the most shots out of anyone from this team. So the usage is definitely there for D. Rose. He was also 3-6 from the line. And the other guy who's very interesting is Christian Wood. Even though he came off the bench, played 28 minutes tonight, had 11 points, 9 rebounds. We've seen the upside for Wood, man. If you can, if you have the type of league setting where you can put this guy on your bench, maybe wait for him to break out in the second half of the season. This is another guy, as I mentioned earlier in the show, about Jared Culver as a luxury stash for maybe the second half of the season, man. Blake Griffin does not look right. The knee does not look right. The Pistons are 12-22. You know, I would bank on at some point they maybe shut down Blake Griffin. And if that happens, I think things could really open up for a guy like Wood. So if you can, if you have, again, the luxury to stash him on your bench, if it doesn't hurt you, if you play in that type of league, I think Wood is definitely worth an add. I've got him stashed on my bench in a couple places. Okay, Luke Kennard, I think we're going to see him back in about a week. I think that's right. And Blake Griffin, also would expect him back soon. Although he definitely, it's been a really bad season for Blake Griffin. So if you have him, I'm sorry. Okay, let's take a look at the Utah Jazz side of this game. Rudy Gobert, man, a big double-double, 13 points, 19 rebounds, 5 defensive stats, 2 steals, 3 blocks, 6 of 11 from the field. Didn't even hurt you from the line. He was 1 of 1 there. Bojan Bogdanovic, 17 points, 2 assists, a steal, 4 rebounds, 1 3 on 6 of 15 shooting. He was 4 of 5 from the line. Donovan Mitchell, 23 points, a steal, 3 assists, 3 rebounds, 1 3 on 7 of 15 shooting. He was 8 of 8 from the line. Joe Ingles has been good with Conley out. You know, tonight, only 10 points, but I think you're pretty happy if you picked up Joe Ingles. 5 assists, 5 boards, 1 3 on 4 of 9 shooting. Royce O'Neal got the start, but he only had 5 points. Clarkson got hot off the bench, which is very interesting. 20 points for him, 1 steal, 2 assists, 1 rebound, 4 threes on 7 of 13 shooting for Jordan Clarkson. Not much else to talk about off this bench. I really hope you don't have Moutier or any of these other guys on the bench. And Mike Conley, I think they're being really safe with him, but I'm really hoping he comes back within, I don't know, maybe sometime early next week would be great. Okay, last game of the night. The Phoenix Suns taking on the Portland Trailblazers. This was the late game. The Suns getting a nice victory over the Blazers, 122-116. I'm going to look on the Phoenix side first, who were led by Devin Booker, 33.7 assists, 6 rebounds. Man, this is like Harden-esque free throw shooting. The volume, the 15 shots from the line, it was a perfect 15 of 15. Just anchoring your free throw percentage, that's outstanding. 9 of 19 from the field. Kelly Oubre, 29 points, 4 defensive stats with 3 steals, a block, 2 assists, 5 boards. He was 7 of 10 from downtown, 11 of 21 from the field. Oubre, man, can I tell you guys, I drafted Miles Bridges over Oubre in like every league, and I hate myself for it, man. Hate it. Ricky Rubio, the big double-double, 18 points, 13 assists, 1 steal, 5 boards. This is a pretty nice game from Rubio. 1-3, perfect 3-of-3 shooting from the line, 7 of 13 from the field. That's outstanding. With no, I was going to say with no Ayton, but Ayton did play in this, but Baines still getting the start as they work Ayton back. 12 points for Baines, 2 assists, 9 rebounds. If you were streaming Baines, that ride might come to end real soon as with Ayton back. Ayton getting 20 minutes off the bench, he had 6 points and 12 rebounds, and I think we see Ayton take over the starting gig and maybe as soon as the next game. Dario Saric too, if you were streaming him at the beginning of the season, that one might also come to an end. He only had 2 points in 17 minutes. You know, off the bench, Mikal Bridges had a nice game, 13 points, a steal, a block, 3 assists, 3 rebounds on 5 of 10 shooting. He was 3-3 from the line. Other than that, not much else to talk about on Phoenix side. Let me just double check. Okay, yeah, not missing any injuries also from Phoenix. Let's take a look at Portland. Damian Lillard with the big 33-point game, a steal, 7 assists, 5 boards, always good for some threes. He shot 5 of 12 from three-point range, 10 of 20 from the field, and 8 of 12 from the line. A pretty nice game from Damian Lillard. CJ McCollum had 25 points, a steal, 6 assists, 1 3 on 11 of 21 shooting. He was a perfect 2 of 2 from the line. Carmelo Anthony kind of falling back down to earth here. Only shot 4 of 16 in 37 minutes for 10 points. Did have a block and 2 assists and 3 rebounds. Hassan Whiteside, man, I mean, this is exactly what you wanted if you drafted Whiteside. 16 points, 22 rebounds with 3 blocks. Didn't even hurt you from the free throw line. Was 2 of 2 from the charity stripe. 7 of 13 from the field. What a beast Whiteside has been. Man, I've never been a big Whiteside fan. I did not draft him anywhere, and I'm kind of kicking myself because I drafted a lot of disappointing centers. You know, guys like Thomas Bryant and some other guys. I wish I would have went Whiteside instead. Bazemore is getting the start, and he's doing his thing, which is very little. In 22 minutes, he gave you 6 points. Off the bench, man, nobody really off the bench. Simons is an interesting guy, 12 points, but just not going to happen with him until Portland decides to break up that backcourt, and I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. So that's about it, you guys. That's about all the games. Thank you guys for listening and for supporting the show. I apologize again for rolling solo, and we will have Corbin back for the next episode, and I will be, the next time I'll be doing the show is Sunday with Kurt Beach, so I'll be back on Sunday. Thank you guys again so much. Hit me up on Twitter. I'm at Adrian Benjamins. Hope you guys had a great evening, and hope you guys have a really great Happy New Year. Tomorrow is New Year's Eve. Hope you guys have a real fun but safe Happy New Year's. Hope you guys are enjoying your fantasy season. I hope you guys are all succeeding and dominating your leagues. And I wish I could cheers you guys as we go into 2020. And I hope 2020 is as good as 2019 and as the last decade has been for hoops, man. It has been just so much fun, and it's just been great. So anyways, you guys, thank you so much. I'll talk to you later.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.